This is KCUR 89.3. Each week we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. Samantha Ruggles grew up in El Dorado, Kansas, which at the time was a town of a few thousand people, very few of whom identified openly as LGBTQ. Samantha's parents passed away before she embraced her authentic self as a woman, but they were her model of service to others. She recently sat down with colleague and friend Darren Chalukum to talk about her relationship with her family and service.
My parents have both been gone now 23 and 25 years respectively, close to that. I saw service from both of them. My dad was a grocery store manager, small town Kansas, you know, from the time he was, you know, 14, 15, started working in a grocery store, went off to Korea, came back and was with the same organization. They gave him service credit for his time served in the military. I'd see him on the cash register. I'd see him, you know, mopping up a spilled soda in the aisle. And my mom was a registered nurse. She taught me about care and giving of oneself to save lives, to enrich lives, to heal folk. I remember one time as a kid coming up on a car accident, she pulls over and starts working right there.
If you were to, I guess, if they were still alive, how do you think that conversation would have gone with your coming out? Or?
You know, I think about that and have thought about that a lot. And not just my parents, but my grandmother. I was real close to my grandmother. I believe in my heart, my soul, my mind that my parents would have been just fine with me. One day, about 2 years ago on my birthday, I decided to go for a drive up to the old family farm up in, you know, in the middle of nowhere between Atchison and Holton, Kansas. And I found the family plot and the family graves, and I went around one by one introducing myself to my aunts and my uncles and came to my grandmother's grave. And anyway, I told her, and these words resonated in my mind. Samantha, God does not make mistakes. You are not a mistake. You are a wonderful, wonderful woman, and you need to share your story with the world. So that's one of the reasons why I do my work, is to share my story. Well, whatever the morning after the election was, is the day that I will look back on and say that's when my community work really started.
Wow.
That morning, I woke up, didn't know the results. I went to bed before it was official. And first thing I did was, you know, check my phone, and sure enough, turned on the news, turned on the radio, messaged friends. I kicked, I screamed, I cried. I kicked, I screamed, I cried. I finally got to a point where I needed to turn off all media.
Sure.
I unplugged everything. And I sat in quiet contemplation for probably an hour. I jumped out of bed and said, game on.
Yeah.
It's time to go to work.
Yeah.
Time to, you know, put those boots on and get out there.
Samantha Ruggles and Darren Chalukum are colleagues at the Kansas City Center for Inclusion. This story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded in August by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and preserve the stories of everyday people. Join us for our next local StoryCorps interview next Monday during Morning Edition.